8 minutes past 5. Now, once upon a time, watching sport or anything else for that matter looked and sounded like this.
Now, on BBC One, the latest action from Lake Placid in this afternoon's Olympic Grandstand.
The puck is still there. Eruzione. Goal!
As the Winter Games draw to a close, just 3 of the 38 Olympic titles still to be won. The ice hockey, the four-man bob and the women's figure skating.
I can't believe I started my career on it on Grandstand and Match of the Day. So that brings back memories for me back in 1992. Anyway, 44 years on from that, and the landscape is very different. More platforms fighting for your subscriptions and way more choice. But what if someone offered you one of these?
Hey, what's going on, YouTube? Today I'm going to show you how to jailbreak or fully load the Fire Stick. I always bring you these videos because the store is always updated and I want to bring you the newest updates, and there's a lot of things always changing in the game.
Well, he was talking about a Fire Stick, a little device like a USB that fits into your telly and basically lets you watch pretty much whatever you want. These tend to be on the market from anywhere between £100 and £150. Just one problem. Jailbreak or dodgy Fire Sticks are illegal. That said, we probably all know someone in our social circle that has one. That's even after repeated warnings that users could face a knock at the door and maybe even a day in court. Well, let's speak to Matt Porter, the gadget man, who joins me now to run through this story. Afternoon to you, Matt.
Hello there.
Well, basically, what is a Fire Stick and what's known as a dodgy Fire Stick?
Well, Fire Sticks are quite... If you were to buy a Fire Stick legitimately, it's a completely legal device. These things are jailbroken Fire Sticks because they're so common. But they could be a Kodi box, an Android box, or an IPTV boxes. But basically, they're devices that have been modified to access paid content for free, such as movies, TV shows, live sports, etc. And they're generally loaded with specific software which allows copyrighted content to be accessed over the internet without paying for a licensing fee, really.
Mm. Well, we've already had some comment on this. Some people saying, well, look, a lot of these streaming platforms are expensive. What do you expect us to do in a cost of living? But it is illegal. And we're hearing and seeing so much more about them, aren't we, Matt?
We are. It is expensive to watch high quality television, really, in the UK or anywhere in the world. You have got very large providers that are paying an awful lot of money to produce very high quality shows, in many people's opinion. Mm. But they all tend to be dotted around on different providers, and there are probably in excess of 20 paid TV providers or streaming TV providers currently active in the UK. So that's a lot of money if you wanted to subscribe to all of those people. So I guess people make a decision about, I'm just going to do without watching this content, or I've been offered a way of watching it which appears to be legitimate.
Mm. I mean, look, you know, has the broadcast media, Matt, brought this on themselves? I mean, if the product wasn't like, you know, too expensive in the first place, people wouldn't be going out and buying these dodgy Fire Sticks.
I think that the issue is there's a battle going on. There's always a battle going on in the tech world, and the current battle really is between the streaming providers. So you've got established people like Netflix and Apple and Amazon Prime and all of those other companies, and they're all battling for viewers to pay for their services. Mm. And it's an expensive business to be in, and it's an even more expensive business to lose that battle. So if you have all of the, you know, there are some very, very high quality shows available, but they're exclusive on these platforms. There's no other way of watching them. So people are forced, I suppose, sometimes to go and find other ways to view them.
But how will Ofcom and the authorities clamp down on this, Matt? Or has the horse already bolted?
You know, there are many different ways to There are ways to monitor internet usage now that are, have been in place for a while to stop illegal activity or to try and halt illegal activity. So it is a kind of like cat and mouse game where you're chasing after probably smaller individuals that are running these systems. And then shutting them down. But as soon as you shut one down, then maybe another one opens. But it's very difficult. There has to be some legislation in place to stop these boxes becoming available to be able to hack them. But it's not easy.
Mm. And we're hearing a lot of anecdotal evidence that whilst users think they're onto a great thing, their personal data via these sticks might be at risk in terms of passwords, bank details. Yeah. Is that what you're hearing?
What you're doing is you're putting your trust in effectively because it's illegal. You're putting your trust in the hands of criminals. So you're saying I don't mind having my TV provided to by someone that's got no there's no way of checking whether they're legitimate in any way or whether the software that I've loaded onto my illegal or my hacked Fire Stick or Kodi box is not actually going to be able to harvest information from within my network, whether that's listening into my network traffic, grabbing bank details, all of those things. There's no way of trusting these people because what they're doing is above the law.
That's it. Honestly, Matt, I was at a friend of a friend's and we was watching something and all of a sudden it stopped going. I think it was a boxing match and it just stopped and there was a message. I shouldn't laugh, but there was a message on the screen about, you know, this is whatever. And it just made you think, oh my goodness. You know, people think they're getting away with stuff, but, you know, there is a way of tracking people down. But, you know, like I say, we've had quite a few listeners saying, well, actually, things are expensive, you know, and that's why they're going down that line.
It is expensive. I subscribe to several of the streaming companies, and I've just had a renewal which is probably double what I originally paid for the year, and that shocked me because that money's come out of my bank now, you know, and it does give me the option of actually cancelling it and getting a refund, but it's a lot of money. We're talking, you could be talking about £110 a year for one of those services. That's a lot of money. Absolutely. When you start adding them all up together, and that's the problem, is that we're all used to having four channels where we could access our content, but now there are just thousands of ways of watching stuff, and it can be very, very expensive. I'm not sure whether it's the media company's fault that it's expensive or the fact that we all just are so desperate to be able to consume this content, and our excuse is, well, we have to do it illegally because we so desperately want to watch it. So I don't know, really. It's difficult.
Okay, Matt, thanks for giving us that insight. Matt Porter, the gadget man who hasn't got any dodgy gadgets.
<That's> No, not at all.
Let's just make that clear. He's nowhere near.
Very clear, I pay for all of my services.
Absolutely, absolutely. You sound like that sort of man. thank you very much, Matt Porter, the gadget man, taking us through those dodgy fire sticks, otherwise known as jailbreak or dodgy fire sticks.